Virginia Public Radio is underwritten by the Virginia Education Association, teaching, learning, leading.
Virginia Tech geoscientist Michael Hoschella and his team first identified the tiny particle in the Dan River after the coal ash spill in 2014. It's called titanium suboxide, and when it's trapped in ash or otherwise contained, it's not considered dangerous. But when it goes airborne, it could be. In the U.S., clean air rules require high-tech filters on coal plants. But when the team went to China, they found these nanoparticles everywhere, coating sidewalks, buildings, and floating in storm drains. Hoschella says the particles are so small, they travel easily on the wind. And that means they're now going to be detectable virtually everywhere.
And in plants that are not fitted to trap this very fine ash that comes out in the emission gases, this material will be present and it will be distributed in the atmosphere locally, regionally, and globally.
Hoschella points out people have been breathing these previously unknown particles for as long as we've been burning coal. The question is, what, if any, effect is there on human health? His lab will now test the newly discovered nanoparticle in human lung cells. I'm Robbie Harris.